This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Rezazi. We're coming here to the series Walking with the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, or upon the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. I'll just give a minute for more people to join, inshallah. I hope you guys are doing great. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? Today, inshallah ta'ala, we will spend more time with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, with his salah, with his wudu, and also with his food. What does he eat? Today we will be invited to eat with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Alright, so I hope you guys are hungry, because we're going to go and eat breakfast, lunch and dinner with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Alright. Just I want to give a minute or two for more people to join, inshallah. So just be patient, inshallah. I don't understand why whenever I use my phone, I cannot get hear or read comments from the people on Facebook. On Instagram is fine, but on Facebook, I cannot, I don't know. I don't understand. So, 1 second, please. There we go. طيب يلا, let's start, inshallah ta'ala. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Inshallah, I did not know, but I will give them a call, inshallah. I will give them a call. All right, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Rezazi, welcoming you all to the Sira series Walking with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have started this series several months back, and in the last couple of weeks since we migrated to Medina, we were spending, you know, time in the house of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and going with the Prophet and walking with him, you know, spending time, you know, in his daily schedule. What does he do? And then we've just been going with him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we accompanied him from his home to the masjid, and from the masjid to back to his homes, visiting his wives, and then back to the masjid where he gave that, you know, that the madrasa time, the school time, you know, the lecturing time that happens around يعني Doha time. And then from there on, when he went into the markets, so we followed him into the markets, if you remember, alayhi salatu wasalam, and spending time with him in the markets, you know, greeting people, smiling, you know, shaking hands with people, tasting people's food, alayhi salatu wasalam, and at the same time giving, you know, admonition and giving يعني mawa'idh, whenever he sees fit, he would give certain, you know, admonitions to the sahaba, to the merchants, to the business people, to the traders sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he would go back home around noon alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, this is around now, it's noon time, where he would get ready for salat well, he would eat his food. But before that, you know, let's just say Rasulullah alayhi wasalam, he's getting ready to come back and pray dhuhr, right? He's getting ready to come back and pray dhuhr. So now he will go and make his wudu, right? So let us go together and see Rasulullah making wudu. Are you guys ready for this? I told you, this is not just any seerah, right? It is not just seerah of the Prophet. This is beyond the seerah. We're going deep into living with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All right. So, are you guys ready, sisters and brothers? Are you ready now? Inshallah ta'ala, we will go and And inshallah, watch the Prophet making wudu. We're going to watch him pray and see how he prays. And then from there on, inshallah ta'ala, we will go and have lunch with him. How about that? Huh? How about that? So everybody's ready, inshallah. Let's see the Prophet Muhammad making wudu now. He's going to make wudu now, inshallah. All right? So let's do this. Welcome back. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Those of you on Facebook, assalamu alaikum, and those of you on Instagram. Alrighty, so here's Rasulullah making wudu. And here's the beauty. The beauty about this, brothers and sisters, is that I make you, as if I make you watch things, right? You know, some people, they commented, they sent me the text saying, it's not like we know the seerah, but you make it look like we are living with the Prophet. And this is the purpose of the series. The purpose of the series is that we are walking with the Prophet. This is why I call it walking with the Prophet, upon the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad. So we went with him from his home when he stepped out to go to the masjid, and then from the masjid back to his home, you know, during the early morning, and then coming back into the masjid, teaching the Sahaba, and then going into the markets, you know, and greeting people and saying salam and giving, you know, admonitions to the merchants. And then now he's going to the masjid to pray dhuhr, right? So here's Prophet Muhammad making wudu. He goes, and Aisha, she brings him, because he makes wudu before he goes to the masjid. This is very important. He does not make wudu in the masjid. No, he makes wudu at home before going to the masjid. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And by the way, brothers and sisters, wudu is ibadah. Some people, they just like, you know, just splash water everywhere, you know, to get rid. No, no, no. Wudu is ibadah. So you have to do it to feel it, to do it properly. You want to feel that you're doing wudu. You know, imagine that, subhanAllah, when you make wudu, everything that the water touches, the sins come out from your hands. When the water touches your hands, and then you go with your hands like this, you know, making sure that the water touches between your fingers and stuff. The Prophet Muhammad says, the dunub tatasaqat, as-sayyi'at tatasaqat, the sins, they fall off. So somebody is making wudu like, just like water, splashing it up, so, and then somebody else is making wudu properly, you know, imagining that all the sins are falling off as that person is making wudu, right? So, you know, when you rinse your mouth, and then you know, when you spit out the water, the sins come out from your mouth. When you inhale and exhale, right? You know, from your nose, also the sins come out from your nose. You know, when you wash your face, the sin come out from your face. When you wash your hands, the sins come out from your hands, and so on and so forth. So it is ibadah, right? It is a worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first and foremost, what does the Prophet do, brothers and sisters, those out there on Facebook and on Instagram? What does the Prophet do before making wudu? There is another ibadah that he has to do. Who can tell me what that ibadah is? Whether you are on Facebook or on Instagram, there is an ibadah that the Prophet has to do before he starts making his wudu. What is this ibadah? Who can tell me? And I'm sure you know, some of you will. Either on Facebook or on Instagram. Today, people are slow, you know, logging in for some reason. I don't know why the numbers are getting low today, but hey, it's all right. What does the Prophet do before making wudu? Does anybody know? Making dua? No, before making dua. No, no. Miswak? No, before the miswak. Yes, Bayzul Aziz. Yes, Bayzul Aziz. The niyya. Are you from Indonesia, brother? Bayzul Aziz. Are you from Indonesia, right? You're from Indonesia. And it's very early in Indonesia, by the way. It's 5:47 p.m. here. It's 5:47 a.m. there. So, are you from Indonesia, brother? Bayzul Aziz. Whatever your name, you pick up these names. You're from Indonesia. I'm just one of, you know, because I think he told me he's from Indonesia or Malaysia. But I think he's in Indonesia. Right? whatever. The niyyah, yes, the intention. Yes, okay, good. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum. So the niyyah, and the niyyah, you don't have to mention it. You don't have to utter the word, I am making intention to make wudu. No, the intention is in the heart. The intention is in the heart, right? You intend to make wudu. You don't have to, it does not make you, you know, because the intention is ibadah as well, right? Your intention is ibadah. So you just intend in your heart that you're making wudu. So the Prophet Muhammad starts with that intention. And this is again from the heart. And then he uses the miswak. Then the miswak, as some of you have said. He takes the miswak and then he yastak. Tulan wa ardan. Brothers, this is how the Prophet uses miswak. Let me see if I have a miswak here with me. I had a miswak. I had a miswak. I don't know where it disappeared. So the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, you know, he takes the miswak and he yastak طولاً طولاً وعرضاً. You know, from the here like this and then like this. Or like this and then like this. From here like this, up and down, up and down, up and down, and then right, left, right, left, right, left, right? This is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad doing miswak. So the first thing is the niyyah, the second thing is the miswak, and then the third thing is a tasmiyah. What does he say? He says, Bismillah. Bismillah. So the, you know, brothers and sisters, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, you start. In the name of Allah, you start your day. In the name of Allah, you start, you know, your exam. In the name of Allah, you open the door and you leave your home. In the name of Allah, you open the door and you come into your home. In the name of Allah, you start your business. In the name of Allah, you get your intimate with your spouse. In the name of Allah, you eat your food. In the name of Allah, you start your work. In the name of Allah, you start your exercise. In the name of Allah, you start cooking. Anything that you do, before you do it, Bismillah. Bismillah. You start with Bismillah, in the name of Allah. So the Prophet Muhammad say Bismillah. And then he starts by washing his hands. Right? Washing his hands. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa tadliq al-asabi'. This is something that a lot of people don't do. Tadliq al-asabi'. Going between the fingers, you know, here between the fingers, brothers, this is very important. So as you goes and then like this, 1, 2, 3. I mean, 3 times is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And once is the fard, but Prophet Muhammad used to do it 3 times, right? One would be sufficient, but the sunnah is to do it 3 times. You know, once, it's not like okay, no. 3 times and making sure that you are, you know, rubbing your hands and between your fingers right here. It's very important, right? This is it. So, and then alayhi salatu wassalam, yaftakhlil al-asabi', and then he takes the water and then yatamadmad. Yatamadmad, he rinses his mouth. Like, you can use it as well, right? Rinsing his mouth 3 times, sallallahu. It's not like, some people do that. I've seen it. I've seen that. They just, you know, you take water and then spit it out. No, man. Why are you rushing? Why are you rushing? Don't rush your wudu. Wudu is ibadah. Don't rush it. Take your time. So he used to take, you know, the water. And there are 2 narrations. With 1 rinse, he would use some for the water and some for the, you know, using it for also blowing his nose at the same time. So he did both, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now he's doing, you know, he's rinsing his mouth, alayhi salatu yatamadmad, alayhi salam, and then yastanshiq wa yastanthir. And after that, yastanshiq, yani he takes water with his right, as if he's breathing out or in, and then he's, you know, breathes out, like he, you know, yastanthir, he brings out that water out from his nose. To clean his mouth, his nose, alayhi salatu wasalam. So he cleaned his mouth and then he cleaned his nose, alayhi salatu wasalam, three times. You know, brothers and sisters, in Japan, some Japanese people embraced Islam because they saw some Muslims making wudu. It's a true story. They just saw some people in a parking lot, some Muslims in a parking lot, those people who traveled, you know, out there to do da'wah. Right, so they saw some people in the parking lot making wudu, and they were just so amazed. Just with wudu, why? They said, first you touch the water. This is how they embrace Islam. They said, we just watched you, you know, cleaning yourself. Why are you cleaning yourself? He says, we're cleaning ourselves to get ready for our prayer. They said, what actually intrigued us is how you were cleaning yourself. How? He says, first you touch the water. Then you tasted the water, and then you smell the water before you put it in your face. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Look at the Japanese people, how meticulous attention they were taking, looking down and paying attention to these people. Mikono says, no, look, it is not. He says, first you touch the water, then you tasted it. And then you smelled it before you put it into your face. And then ajib. And then they said, what's this religion? What is this? They told him about Islam and they said, well, yeah, good. We like that. They embraced Islam in the parking lot in Japan. Anyways, and then the Prophet Muhammad will wash his face. He will take water with his two hands, as I said. Now we've seen him, see him, look at him, look at his, you know, he's washing his face. Alayhi salatu wasalam, from here, from the top of his forehead, all the way here. This is all his face. Then he rub it, making sure his eyes, no, rub it. And then his beard, he, you know, between his beard. Sisters, you don't have to do this, right? Sisters, you don't have to do this. This is only for the brothers. And then the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, will make sure, will rinse between, you know, between his beard, alayhi salatu wasalam, with the water. So then he takes again. One more time, and then he, you know, like this, all here, you know, make sure the water touches every part of his face, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He does that three times, alayhi salatu wa sallam, bayna shahmati udhi, all the way, and from here, right, until here. So this is all the face, from here, up to here, you know, here, this is all face, right here, this is all. Face, right? All the face. So there goes all your makeup, sisters. There goes all your mascara, sisters. There goes all your mascara, makhraja, madkhala, mafra'a, mathana, or whatever you call it. It's gone. You've got to make wudu. It's not like, you know, it's going to ruin my makeup. It's going to ruin my makeup. So just no. No, sissies. No, sisters and brother, no. You take the water and you wash your face. Once you're done, you will do your salah. Then you can put me your makeup again, you know. Go back and put your makeup, but don't just like a... Or you take some water in a cloth, right? You take a cloth and then you just like a cloth and then put some water. And just... What are you doing, sister? I'm making wudu. Huh? Are you making wudu? Oh, yeah, I'm making wudu. What kind of wudu is this? I'm just joking. brothers, as well. Brothers, don't just like throw water at your face and then you move on. No, you do it properly like the Prophet Muhammad was doing. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says, when you do that, all the sins come out from your face. All the sins that come out from your face when you're, you know, you, when you're making wudu just like that, alayhi salatu wasalam. And one, and then after that, alayhi salatu wasalam, ghasla yadayhi ila al-marfiqayn, and then he washes his hand all the way up to his, to his elbow. This is something very, very important, sisters and brothers. When you take the water, you know, with one hand, and then you put it like this, right? And then you make sure, like, I'll show you. Okay. So, I says, the water, and then make sure it reaches, you know, up to your elbow, or even more. Uthman bin Affan, he used to go all the way up. He says, this is the Prophet says, he used to go all the way, like all the way up, almost sometimes to his shoulders, because the sins, they come out, and nur, the nur of Allah, as he says, nur from wudu, the nur of wudu. So making sure that, you know, right, wrap here, and again, one more time, between the fingers, right, this is once, and then you water again, and then right here, making sure. So don't just like here until here. No, it has to go all the way as the Prophet Muhammad right now is doing, right? This is what he's doing. He's making wudu, making sure that it touches the marfiqain. Al-marfiqain, you know, this place here, the elbow right here. So he washes here, and then he does the same thing. You know, he starts with the right, and then he goes with the left. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. And then, brothers and sisters, and then يمسح الرأس. After he does that, he wipes on his head. So he takes the water, and then he goes up, down, and then the ears as well. The ears from inside and outside. Inside, and outside. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? So go back and forth. If I mean, this is the sunnah to go up and down, but you can only do, you know, if you're again your hair and you have you know, you have these you know, you braided your hair, you know, and whatnot. So you go up and down, or just once, you know, once if you're again, you have some hair issues, or you have so, you know, a lot of hair and you don't want to mess up your whatever it is, subhanallah, so you can do at least, you know, here. But the Prophet used to do up, down, and then the ears, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dhahaban wa maji'an, dhahaban wa maji'an, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And men, just like women, all making wudu the same way. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. And then after he does that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he does that, and then he start washing his feet, alayhi salatu wa sallam. And brothers and sisters, when he washes his feet, he makes sure, you know, the feet, you make sure that here, the water touches, you know, all the way, you know, your ka'bain, you know, right here. Make sure everything is, you know, is, you know, the water touches everything right here and right here, not just you know, here and here, but also up here, making sure like this, you know, this side here, this bone right here, it has also to touch the water, and the ka'bain and the heels also did have to touch the water, as the Prophet Muhammad says, oh, to the heels from the fire, oh, to the heels from fire, oh, to the heels from fire. Because the water does not touch the fire when they're making wudu, the water does not touch the heels. So he says, making sure that, you know, the water goes and make sure it touches all your, you know, the whole foot. And after that, brothers and sisters, the Prophet will say the dua. As I am hearing him, I'm hearing him right now saying the dua after finishing wudu. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك والحمد على كل شيء قدير اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد على كل شيء قدير اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. And his wudu is done. Now he's ready to go and pray Salat al-Dhuhr. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He prays Sunnah at home. He prays Sunnah at home. And then Bilal will call him when people come, you know, and gather in congregation in the masjid. Then Bilal comes to his home from outside. And then he calls him, As-salah, as-salah, ya Rasulullah. And then the Prophet Muhammad will step out from his home again, you know, with his entering the masjid with his right foot, saying the dua of entering the masjid, Bismillah, as-salatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah, Allahumma aghfir li dhunubi waftah li abwaab rahmatik. Then he goes into the masjid, he goes inside, and then he prays Salat al-Dhuhr, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. And then, brothers and sisters, after the salah, remember we talked already about the dua and everything. You know, this is when we talked about Salat al-Fajr, you know, talking about Prophet Muhammad, you know, praying and how he prays, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he goes back home for his, you know, light meal, you know, with his wife, whoever's turn is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does he eat? What does he eat for lunch? Are you guys ready for this now, brothers and sisters? Are you following me so far? Are you people following me so far? Those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram, are you following the day with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam? He made wudu, and after making wudu, he went and he prayed Salat al-Dhuhr. After prayed Salat al-Dhuhr, you know, he went home because that's where he prays his sunnah. Alayhi salatu wasalam, he prays his sunnah at home. He always prays the sunnah at home, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unless in certain cases where he goes and prays in the masjid, like tahajjud, you know, qiyam al-layl. Sometimes he prays in the masjid by the post of at-tahajjud, or sometimes he prays the salat al-duha at the masjid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, but he tries as much as he could, whenever he can. Na'am, he prays the sunnah, and he tells the sahaba to pray the sunnah in their homes, alayhi salatu wassalam. So Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam and his food. Prophet Muhammad, he never ate until he was totally full. Brothers, sisters, listen very attentively. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he never ate until he was totally, totally full. Abadan, abadan. Sometimes for 2 months he would not have anything at home other than water and maybe some dates. So, and his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stepped out one day. When he stepped out, he was going out, and then he late at night found Abu Bakr and Umar. And he told them, what brought you out? They said, Ya Rasulullah, we're hungry. Mm-hmm. You know, we're hungry, I have nothing to eat. مَا أَخْرَجَكُمَا قَالَ الْجُوعِ. They said, hunger, Ya Rasulullah, hunger. And then the Prophet says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ مَا أَخْرَجْنِي إِلَّا الَّذِي أَخْرَجَكُمَا. The Prophet says, by the one who holds my soul, what brought me out is the same that what brought you out. Yeah, and also I came out because I was hungry. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he found Abu Bakr and Umar putting one stone and tightened that stone, that rock, around their belly because they're hungry. So they took a rock, you know, like a stone, and then they tied it around their waist. Prophet Muhammad, he had two rocks, two stones, you know, tied, you know, around his belly. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Hakala. But let's just go with him because we're invited to, you know, eat with Prophet Muhammad alayhi as-salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. By the way, Prophet Muhammad always, whenever he eats, one more time, Bismillah, Bismillah, you know, and he would eat from his right and with his right hand alayhi as-salatu wassalam. And if it's something hot, Allahumma barik lana fima a'taytana wa qina adhab an-nar. And if it's halib, if it's something, you know, not hot, Allahumma barik lana fima razaqtana wa zidna khayran min. Oh Allah, بارك لنا, bless us with whatever you have blessed us with, بارك لنا فيما رزقتنا, bless whatever you have given us, وزدنا خيرا من, and grant us more خير of it. This is the dua of the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, you know, when he used to eat عليه الصلاة والسلام. And then after finishing his food, he would say, الحمد لله الذي أطعمنا هذا, والحمد لله الذي أطعمني هذا, ورزقني من غير حول مني ولا قوة. These du'as, brothers and sisters, you can find in the fortress of the Muslim. The du'a of the Prophet Muhammad after eating or before eating. So after the eating, he would say, الحمد لله الذي أطعمنا هذا, وأطعمني هذا, ورزقني من غير حول مني ولا قوة. صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد. Allahumma salli wa sallam. By the way, brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad used to eat with three fingers. Three, not five, not ten. Three fingers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have a spoon today, you want to use a spoon, fine. If you have a fork and you want to use a fork, it's fine. You cannot say, oh, it is not sunnah, it is haram to use fork, it is haram to use knife, it is haram to use spoon. No, it is not haram. You want to use your spoon? Use your spoon. You want to use your fork? Use your fork. You want to use your hand? Yes, use your hand and eat with three fingers, as the Prophet Muhammad used to do, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. كان يأكل بثلاث أصابع. So, remember when I told you last week with his breakfast? Breakfast, alayhi salatu wasalam, he would take some water, right? Water, and then he would pour honey in it. Right, and then he would mix it up until it becomes, until the honey dissolves, you know, within the water, and then he would drink it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was his breakfast, alayhi salatu wasalam, with some dates. How many dates? 7 dates. He would always start with 7 dates, alayhi salatu wasalam. Now al-ghada. So breakfast of the Prophet is date. And that water with the, sometimes he would eat dates with leban. Leban means milk or buttermilk. So sometimes he would eat dates with milk. But before that, he would use that water with honey. So he would drink water with honey first for breakfast. And then he will have leban with dates. And then for lunch, now because we're invited for lunch with him. So here he is, we're invited, brothers and sisters. Oh, you're going to be hungry. you're going to stay hungry today. Because there's not much. Here's the sufra. Here's the sufra. We're sitting with the Prophet Muhammad in this beautiful gathering right here. We're sitting on the floor. So he brings the sufra. He puts the sufra on the floor. And then he brings each a loaf of bread from barley, sha'ir. The Prophet Muhammad used to like sha'ir. Sha'ir is barley, you know, like wheat. Barley bread, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he used to mix that with zeet al-zaytun, olive oil, with some apple vinegar, with olive oil and barley bread. That is lunch. I told you're going to stay hungry today. But that is lunch. That's what he has. And he used to have this most of the time in his home. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Raghif, bread, from barley, with zaytun, the olive oil. Then he would just, but of course, not all the time. I will tell you some other times where he would eat other, you know, something else. But the majority of the time, this is his lunch. Barley bread with zaytun, olive oil. And then khal al-tufah. Khal al-tufah is the apple vinegar. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, as you know, the benefits of olive oil and apple vinegar, there are myriads of benefits, subhanAllah, you know, fighting against the cancer, bone cancer, skin cancer, and you name it, subhanAllah. Brothers and sisters, in his dinner is also very light. His dinner, he would have leban, like, you know, milk or goat or buttermilk. And sometimes, like, you know, he would have, again, maybe a loaf of bread, but oftentimes milk and maybe some dates or if he had any fruits, alayhi salam, he would eat carrots. Huh? Yes, carrots. He used to love to eat carrots, alayhi salatu wasalam, al-jazar. You know, and in terms of, let me tell you more, because his favorite food, things that he used to like eating, alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, things that he used to love eating, alayhi salatu wasalam, especially in the summer. In the summer, he used to like, you know, from the fruits, he used to like, you know, that not watermelon, the red one, but the yellow one, the yellow watermelon. It's called, I think, Guadalupe, you know, watermelon. That melon, the yellow one. He used to like that in the al-asfar and the ahmar as well, and the watermelon during the winter, during the summer. Of course, in the summer, you know, that's what people have, you know, the watermelon normally. From the type of meat that he used to like lahm al-ghanam. And from lahm al-ghanam, the ghanam, يعني the lamb meat. From the lamb meat, brothers and sisters, he used to like the al-katif, the shoulder. That was his favorite part of the lamb, you know, he would eat the shoulder, from the shoulder, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also used to like fish. Also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to like to eat the meat of camel meat. He ate camel meat, and he used to like it as well. We don't have it here in Canada. I'm sure in the UK as well. Maybe if you are in Saudi or in Qatar or in Kuwait or in Palestine, maybe, you know, but we don't have camel meat here. Sometimes chicken as well, you know, chicken, alayhi salam. He used to love rabbit, the meat of the rabbit. Yes, he used to like the rabbit meat. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ate rabbit before. It tastes like chicken. It's really, really good, really nice. It tastes like chicken. And also the liver of the lamb. The liver of the goat, like goat liver or lamb liver. He used to like that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of his favorite food is at-tarid. At-tarid. What is at-tarid? At-tarid is the leftover of the bread mixed with sauce, marak. He bring in like some sauce, like water with whatever sauce, right? And then he would pour the sauce on that, you know, dry, you know, leftover of the bread, so that the bread becomes soft. And then he would eat that. That was his favorite, you know, his favorite food, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to like olive oil, alayhi salatu wa sallam. He used to like cheese, al-jubn, you know. He used to like that cheese. Al-khal, vinegar. He used also to like vinegar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, barley bread. You know, he used to like khubz al-sha'id, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the fawakih, from the fruits, the his favorite fruits, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to like the cantaloupe and watermelon, both the yellow and the red. These was his favorite ones. He also used to like pomegranate. He used to like pomegranate as well, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to like grapes. He used to like grapes as well, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to like zabib. Zabib means raisins. He used to like raisins as well. You know, dried zabib. He used to like that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to like dates, especially the ajwa dates. He used to like the ajwa dates, which is in Medina. And al-rutab. Al-rutab is that other type of dates, which is kind of like kind of dry, you know, hard, you know, al-rutab. And sometimes they sell them, even here now, they, you know, in the, we have them in Canada. Sometimes they get them, you know, imported from Saudi or from the Arab Peninsula, you know, they get them imported, you know, this rotab, really, you know, when you let them for some time, they become so soft. They're so sweet. They're really good, you know, rotab. And he used to also like al-asal, honey. These are his favorite fruits, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With regard to the vegetables, what kind of vegetables did Prophet Muhammad used to like? Are you guys following me, brothers and sisters? I'm giving you so much detail about Prophet Muhammad, you know, diet. This is his diet, what he likes and what he did not like, things that he used to like to eat. So are you following me so far, brothers and sisters, those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram, right? With regard to what he used to like eating, alayhi salam. Are you guys still with me here, brothers and sisters? Those of you out there, Facebook, are you what? All right, you're following. Jazakumullah khair. Yes. All right. So, with regard to the vegetables, he used to like pumpkin, al-qara, pumpkin, you know, zucchini, cucumber. Cucumber, he used to like also cucumber, al-faqus. In Arabic, we still call it al-faqus. Faqus, the green one, the green faqus, right? He used to like al-qara, al-akhdar, wal-khiyar, al-khiyar. In Morocco, we call it al-khiyar. Al-khiyar in Morocco, you know, Nawal, she's there, Layla, she's there. We call it al-khiyar. How about you guys are leafy? You guys are leafy. I don't even know if you guys speak Arabic. You're leafy, but we call it al-khiyar. I don't know if you guys call it. I don't know you call it in leafy. You call it I don't know what you guys call it in Morocco, but you know, al-khiyar is like, you know, the cucumber. He used to like that, alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to like pumpkin. Alayhi salatu, bad, he did not eat chocolate. I like that one, Layla. I like that one. But I'll tell you about the sweets that he used to like, by the way. I tell you. Khiyar. You guys, you know, just, I don't know. We call it khiyar in Arabic. In Arabic, khiyar. He also used to like eating, you know, tarid. The tarid, as I mentioned earlier, a tarid with the meat and pumpkin on top, al-qara, right? You know, what is that green pumpkin called? So there are two types. There's the orange one, and there's this one that is green. It has a name, right? It's a big. It's like cucumber, but it's not cucumber. But it's a green kind of pumpkin. I don't know. I forgot what it's called. Yeah. So the Prophet Muhammad, he would put that on the tareed and he would eat it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or he used to eat a tum of bizabad, you know, like butter, add tamar, like dates with butter, dates with butter, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or even sometimes dates with bread. He would eat dates with bread, with barley bread, sallallahu. Yeah, squash, not zucchini. Maybe squash. I don't know. I forgot what it's called. You know, but it's a qarah. He would eat that, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then also sometimes bread. You know, he would, you know, dip it with water to make it soft, and then with al-malh wal-khal, with the vinegar and salt and vinegar. You know, salt and vinegar, and then and he would just dip some water, you know, some bread in it, and he would eat it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know. He used to like halwa. He used to like halwa. You may say Layla, you may say chocolate, right? You may say chocolate. So Prophet Muhammad used to like sweets as well. He had a sweet tooth. He had a sweet tooth just like me. He had a sweet tooth just like me. He used to like sweets, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, he used to like al halwa. Halwa. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Things that he did not like to eat, you know, thyme, garlic, except if it's cooked. But if it's not cooked, he would not eat it because it would leave a bad, you know, smell in his breath, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or raw onions. I mean, onions, if they're cooked, of course, but if they're not cooked, he would not. There's some people that just take an onion and they just, they would just eat the onion like that. Man, stay. You can eat that, but stay back, man. Just stay far, you know? No, don't do that, man. Don't fool me. Right? So if it's cooked, he would eat it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if it's raw, he would stay away from it. You know, onion and raw onions and raw garlic. He would stay away from them unless they're cooked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Allahumma salli. Oh, brothers and sisters, something very, very important. Something very, very important. Those of you from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, those of you who eat spicy food, كان لا يحب الحر. كان صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يحب الحر. قال ليس فيه بركة. الله أكبر. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا. You know what he said? He said he did not like to eat spicy, hot, spicy food. He says there's no baraka in it. Huh? No, eat it, sisters and brothers. It's in your culture. It's in your culture. Eat it all you want, right? But Prophet Muhammad didn't like it. He did not like to eat spicy, hot, spicy food. Like spicy food. No, he didn't like that. He said there's no barakah in it. But you people in your culture, eat all you want. I mean, you guys put it even with fruits. I don't know how you do that. I know, for me, it's a bid'ah. For me, it's a bid'ah. When you put, you have a fruit salad and then you put spices in it. But it's a good bid'ah because I like it too. I like it. but Prophet Muhammad did not like hot spicy food, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would stay away from it. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala Muhammad. And then after he finishes his food, he says, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hada wa razaqnihi min khayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa. Alhamdulillah alladhi razaqni hada. أطعمني هذا ورزقنه من غير حول مني ولا قوة. Thanks, praise be to Allah who has fed me this and he has blessed me with it without any power from me. ولا حول ولا قوة. No might, no power except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except with Allah. So he would always end with Alhamdulillah. He would start with Bismillah and he would end with Alhamdulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. After Salat al-Isha, my brothers and sisters, you know, before going to sleep, as I mentioned, he would, you know, drink, you know, like some milk. And sometimes he would also drink milk with asal. With asal. Sometimes, you know. If not, then he would just have hot milk with some bread or some cheese. If he had some cheese, you know, he would have that. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Because you know you want to sleep light. You want to remain light and sleep light. He would not eat, you know, heavy before going to sleep. No, he would just like have some kisrat khubz, like a, you know, a small loaf of bread with some hot, you know, warm milk, or you know, most, you know, or laban raib. You know, laban raib is like you know that milk that becomes heavy? You let it, you know, until it becomes heavy. In Morocco, we call it raib. It's like a milkshake, but it's not a milkshake, right? It's like milk, and then after some time, it becomes like heavy, right? He would drink that at night before going to sleep with a loaf of bread. It relaxes the body. And what loaf of bread I'm talking, you know, I mentioned this. This is the barley bread, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? Barley bread. Alayhi salatu wasalam. And then that he will remain, you know, that way he would stay light and he would sleep light, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is not before going home. This is just for his dinner, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So brothers and sisters, this is the diet of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Other than that, I think we have spent, you know, amazing, great time with Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. We're ready to go back and resume maybe the seerah and go back to, you know, after he moved to Medina, what else happened after he came back from Mecca and started this new life in Medina, laying out some foundation, not only for the masjid but the foundation and to start this new system, as he's building a new system in Medina, you know, new laws, new regulations, alayhi salatu wassalam, you know. So what would he do? The first thing he did when he moved to Medina, we said he built the masjid. But after that, what did he do? He gave his first speech. And after he gave that first speech, what did he do? He called for brotherhood and unity between brothers and sisters. Great. But then what else did he do? That is very, very important. Because I'm the leader now, I'm the ruler. I am the prophet, I'm the ruler, I'm going to rule Medina. He has to do something. What is it that he's going to do? We will talk about that, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, did you want me to start now going with Prophet Muhammad and talking more about him? Talking more about him, you know, like we've been doing, you know, spending a day with him and then doing things? Or do you want me to go back and follow the seerah of the Prophet? What do you think I should do? Do you think I should just like, you know, he's going here and then something happens and then tell you about what happened? You know, sometimes we'll come out from, you know, the narrating, you know, the seerah of the Prophet, going, you know, talking about Badr, talking about Uhud, talking, or should we maybe sometimes spend some time and talk about some incidents that happened and derive lessons? What do you think we should do? What do you think we should do? Should I go back and teach the seerah and follow the seerah? Or should I spend more time with him? Okay. You people like spending more time with the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Both, if possible. Stories of the Prophet. Well, I already did stories of the Prophets. You can always go back and watch them. We finished that series already. About his day, his persona and life. Okay. His persona and life. And that's what we've been doing. A little more time getting to know him. Okay. So inside. All right. Cool. Most other seerahs I've heard don't go into the day to day. So that's why I said this is life. This is walking with the Prophet. Not just you know, seerah of the Prophet. This is walking with the Prophet upon the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad. So okay, inshallah ta'ala, we'll spend more time with him. And then yeah, we will talk about the seerah. We will go talk about Badr. We'll talk about the preparation for Badr and why Badr. And then we'll talk about Uhud and so on and so forth. But at the same time, we'll be spending some time with Prophet Muhammad. Alright brothers and sisters, I will see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Thank you so much for joining. Those of you in Facebook, thank you. Jazakumullah khair. Those of you on Instagram, Jazakumullah khair. Thank you for joining. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم.